I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to another edition of Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. I'm Lawrence Owen, and in this episode, we are going to go over whether or not Indianapolis Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson could have a possible breakout season this upcoming 2024 NFL year. Now, last year, before he even had his, season-ending injury, there was a lot of road bumps and pitfalls that kind of hindered him from actually reaching his potential before the injury even happened. We're going to go through all of that and look at the things that is going to help him before this season even starts that he did not have last year. But before we do, I got to remind everybody that BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, NHL, playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, scores, available to play and follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, last season, we all know that Anthony Richardson had three different little injuries, right? Well, not all little. His first injury was a foot injury that happened early on in the season. Missed a couple snaps there at the end of the game. The second one, obviously, was a concussion, which made him miss an entire game. And then the last one was an unfortunate incident where a defensive player landed full body on him and ended up messing up his shoulder, ended his season well short of where we all hoped that he would play. But before that ever happened, circumstances held Anthony Richardson back, right? Held him back. Now, the first thing that happened was right after he got drafted, right? He had quarterback Gardner Minshew in the room with him, and the Indianapolis Colts split all first-team reps between Anthony Richardson and Gardner Minshew. He did not get all the first-team reps. He had to split them all throughout the preseason process. And because of this, he was unable to actually get a full repertoire, not just getting connections with the guys around him, but also you got to realize he's still new to the NFL, right? He's learning the speed of the NFL. He's trying to learn the playbook, learn a bunch of stuff as a rookie coming in and only getting half the starter reps. So that in and of itself was not just a road bump, but it was something that was kind of holding him back from being able to truly, get himself into the full run of being an NFL starting quarterback. Not to mention, look, there was all kind of controversy. The entire preseason, he was unable to even get any starting reps with potentially the best playmaker on the team in Jonathan Taylor, right? Jonathan Taylor was on the PUP list the entire preseason, beginning of the season, right? And then, of course, the controversy of, Jonathan Taylor wants he might get traded. He asked for a trade. All of that is kind of there in his face. So that was something else that was kind of just there that was a bit of a distraction for the young man who's still trying to learn what it is to be a NFL starting quarterback, right? In his rookie season. So these are things that really kind of stepped up and hindered him in the process. So, but that's not to say that he didn't learn as the season progressed. I'm going to tell you right now, you go back and look at the stats that he had during the season. Now, he only played four games, right? He played week one against the Jaguars. He played week two against the Texans, week four against the Rams. And he had some, snaps week five against the Titans. And if you look at those snaps, it is quite evident that he was able to process once he became the starter and was getting all the snaps, you know, that he was available to get. You could see the absolute improvement of his game as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Literally, weeks one and two, incredibly similar in his stat production, right? Let's just go look at the quarterback or passer rating in and of itself. Against the Jaguars, he had a passer rating of 79 week one. And week two, he had a passer rating of around 75 against the Texans. And in that stretch, he had one touchdown, one interception. I mean, come on. That's a situation where obviously he needed a lot of improvement as a passer, right? The fact that he only got half the reps throughout the season and things of that nature kind of held him back. Then he goes out with that concussion, misses the Ravens game, comes back the following week against the Rams. Now, he lost that game against the Rams, but you absolutely saw an improvement against the Rams in his quarterback play. He was 11 of 25. He had 200 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, right? He had a 98.8 passer rating in that game. Impressive. The following week, he had a 98.6 passer rating before he went out in the Titans game with that shoulder injury. So literally, between weeks one and two and four and five, he goes from mid to upper 70s quarterback rating to near 100 or passer rating to near 100 passer rating in those two games in that little stretch. That shows, in my opinion, that he really had, you know, a rhythm going. Even with the injury, he was getting his starter reps. He was learning everything. He was learning how players were running their routes, how quick they were going downfield. He was understanding the RPO system that Steichen had for him. He was just becoming a better quarterback overall in just a short five-week period. That in and of itself is reason to be hopeful for this upcoming season. Just that alone. A massive over 20-point passer rating jump. All right? Because that's huge. That's what you want to see from a rookie quarterback, right? Is, you know, a jump in his ability to throw the football. And accuracy and all of that, you know, and turnover ratios and things. So, you know, you look at the turnover ratio was 1-1 weeks one and two. And in weeks four and five, turnover ratio 2-0. He had two touchdowns, no interceptions in the second half of his season. So absolutely across the board, he played better that second part than he did the first part. And that shows that Anthony Richardson, when given the chance of being the starter and getting all the reps, he legitimately is getting better, right? And making huge strides in his passing ability and learning the NFL. Now, let's fast forward to this year. Multiple hurdles that he will not have to deal with coming into his second season. Yes, he's coming off that shoulder surgery. But from all the reports that I see, he'll be a full go by training camp. He's already throwing deep, sharp passes around the field. So I don't see that holding him back whatsoever. Right? The thing is, he's entering this offseason, this preseason stretch, as the starting quarterback. He's not splitting reps with Joe Flacco like he did Gardner Minshew last year. He's getting every single snap, all right? Which means not only is he going to be able to get down Shane Steichen's playbook, but he's going to understand the players around him a lot better, right? Alec Pierce, you know, how he runs the ball and you know, throwing downfield to him. Michael Pittman Jr., right? Josh Downs. Come on. He was absolutely, he looked towards his tight ends, right? Whenever he got in trouble last year, and he was looking for his tight ends, Mo Alie-Cox, Kylan Granson, Drew Ogletree, right? Even Will Mallory during that stretch that he was able to play. Well, this year he's going to get more reps with them. And there's a lot of mismatches in those guys. Now, you notice that I did not say Jelani Woods. Well, Jelani Woods was hurt last year. He's not. He's coming back healthy this year. He's going to have an extra tight end in order to work with. I did not say Mo Alie-Cox, but he's there currently. We'll see if he makes the roster by the end of the season at the 53-man cutoff. But either way, he's going to have plenty of reps to get down how these guys move, okay, and where they like the ball placed. Now we talk about the fact that Jonathan Taylor, there is no controversy with Jonathan Taylor this year, okay? Last year, he had a power back, right, that played pretty well, you know? But this year, he's got an explosive back. Jonathan Taylor, no longer hurt, fully healthy. No controversy on whether or not he's going to get traded because he was signed to a three-year, $14 million a year contract last year. Holy crap. That goes to show right there, in my opinion, that, you know, he's going to be able to work that RPO system with Taylor. Now, with the RPO, he's going to have to learn, you know, how to fake handoffs and give handoffs so that the defense don't know who has the football, right, between him and Taylor in that RPO system. Much like how you saw with, obviously, you know, Lamar Jackson and any running back that he had to work with over there with Baltimore. Same thing you got to see here. You know, you remember back in the Peyton Manning days, he made it, Peyton Manning worked very hard on hiding the handoff just, you know, for play action. That's something very similar that Anthony Richardson needs to do in his RPO to hide that handoff, whether he hands it off or not, just so that, you know, defenses don't know where the ball is. They force them to commit one way or another, you know, during that little span of time where the ball is in the basket of the running back. That's going to be huge. It's going to give him time to work on that. Not to mention, like I said, he did not have Jonathan Taylor to work with at all last year. This year he will. Defenses are going to have to account for the explosive ability of Jonathan Taylor, which is going to open things up a lot more for him if he does decide to pull back and decide to throw the football, because defenses cannot just step back away and expect a pass when Jonathan Taylor is in the backfield and Anthony Richardson is the quarterback. So you may actually see safeties creeping down, which in those cases, Anthony Richardson's, you know, going to have a lot of one-on-one matchups with wide receivers and tight ends. Okay? That's going to be huge, huge for him. And now he's going to couple that with the fact he's going to get all the reps to learn. Plus, we've already established that, you know, if he's got the first team reps, gets all the first team reps, he learns efficiently, as we saw weeks 1 to 2 and 3 to and 4 to 5 of last season. Anthony Richardson could absolutely ball out. Don't forget, we got another rookie that he has to work with, and Adonai Mitchell, who also, you know, can stretch a field, right? And, oh my goodness, the Indianapolis Colts not only are now fully 100% in Anthony Richardson's, you know, corner, but they gave him an extra weapon to go with more explosive. So there's two more explosive players for Anthony Richardson that he did not have last season with Adonai Mitchell and Jonathan Taylor. Holy crap. That's going to do a lot in forcing opposing defenses to pick their poison. all Anthony Richardson has to do is make the right read during the RPO. And if he decides to throw the football, to be a bit more accurate than he was earlier on. There was multiple times where we did see Anthony Richardson overthrow guys, right? Completely. Or put too much heat on it, right? To where it was very difficult for guys to catch the football. Well, we'll see how that turns out this year. But I do believe that Anthony Richardson is the answer. And I do believe this could legitimately be a breakout season for Anthony Richardson. People always want to put that little quote, if he stays healthy, right? If Anthony Richardson stays healthy, I'm not going to look at that. Look, all of his injuries last year was not thinking of whether or not he was injury prone or something of that nature, right? It was just, oh my goodness, injuries, right? Dinged up his, what was it, his heel or his knee or something like that, like week one or something. And then the concussion was the fact that, you know, he got hit when he wasn't expecting it. He'll definitely be looking out for stuff like that. And then his head hit the back of, his head, slapped the turf real hard. You know what? That could happen to anybody, right? The funny thing is his injuries, none of his injuries happened while he was in the pocket throwing the football. It was all while he was scrambling, including the one where he's scrambling out to get a first down after he got a little bit of pressure on him. It's a situation against the Titans. It's just a situation where, you know, I don't believe that he's injury prone, and I do believe that he can stay healthy. I think that obviously the Colts are going to still utilize his athleticism and give him options to run the football. But there will be a lot of options for him to pass it as well. That's what RPOs are all about. And with the weapons that they have, I think that the chances of him running the football are less this year than what they were last year. Because he's got so many weapons that he can pass the ball around to or hand the ball off to. So he won't have to run that football nearly as much. And with the cannon he's got, holy crap, you can't drop safeties and stuff and play press man corner against the guys that we have when you got guys like Adonai Mitchell or Alec Pierce who could take a top off a defense sitting out there, right? You got to be able to keep a safety back there to protect against those deep passes. And if they do that, well, that's where the underneath routes to Michael Pittman Jr., the tight ends, right? Or even dump offs to Jonathan Taylor, or, you know, of course, the over the middle to Josh Downs. All those things could absolutely happen. And I feel like this could be a very, very potent offense with Anthony Richardson this upcoming 2024 season. So I, with everything that I just stated, I want to know your thoughts about Anthony Richardson this year. Let me know in the comments, hey, what do you think Anthony Richardson's stats could be this upcoming season? Will he make massive improvements? Could he have an opportunity for, I don't know if you get comeback player of the year for a guy who's only ever played four games, you know, in the NFL, but he definitely could be the breakout player of the year. Could he reach a Pro Bowl, right? That's a massive jump. Personally, if he just plays, you know, top 12, top 15, top 12 in QBR and passer rating, you know, then I feel like that's a situation that is a huge win for the Indianapolis Colts with this offense and his ability to scramble. Because my goodness, look, one thing I can say about Anthony Richardson, every time he is forced out of the pocket, he is looking downfield to throw the football first, not to run first. And that is a big difference between him and a lot of these other scrambling quarterbacks, right? He has always got his eyes downfield looking for somebody to get the ball to. And if there's no one there by the time he hits the line of scrimmage, that's when you'll see him take off with the football if there's no one in front of him. Appreciate each and every one of you. Please smash that like button. Hit subscribe if you're not subscribed. Tag that notification bell so that you are notified next time we go live or upload a video. If you're listening to this to an audio podcast, please rate the podcast and leave a comment. Let us know what you like, what you think. And until next time, I'm Lawrence Owen. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?